There have been nearly 80 staff who have been killed in South Sudan since the start of this crisis, and that has a huge impact on the morale and the ability of aid workers to do their work. For WFP, we've had 3 staff who were killed, 1 contractor who was killed in the line of duty. And every time something like that happens, our staff become more fearful of their ability to do their work. The latest kidnappings in Wau were fairly short-lived, so thankfully we were able to get our staff back rather quickly. But of course, it demoralizes and destabilizes the staff in Wau, but throughout the country.
It seems when a famine and other crises like this unfold, there always seem to be certain indicators, like there's conflict, there's environmental instability. How can authorities learn to pick up on these warning signs and better adapt their strategies to deal with these?
Well, the famine in South Sudan is man-made, so we have all seen it coming, and it demonstrates all the indicators that made it clear it was heading in this direction. So what we've been doing as an international aid community over the past few years is basically everything we could to stave off this catastrophe, and I have no doubt that the large-scale humanitarian assistance that we've provided, 4 million people reached with food in 2016, has saved countless lives. But humanitarian assistance alone isn't enough in the face of increasing violence, downturn in the economy, reduced trade, etc. So I think the situation in South Sudan, the way it's evolved, is inevitable. What's necessary is for the violence to stop.
You mentioned that the humanitarian aid is currently being outstripped by the need. How far behind are we?
Well, in South Sudan, reaching 4 million people in 2016 was a record high for us. We've never reached that many people. And it's a Herculean task in South Sudan because the road network is really poor. 60% of the country becomes totally inaccessible for half of the year. So it requires a combination of this massive air operation. We have 8 heavy cargo aircraft operating daily to deliver food via airdrop in South Sudan. It requires the deployment of staff to the most remote areas where they camp as part of these mobile teams in order to register and then provide assistance to very needy, very desperate people on a weekly basis. And it requires a lot of bravery because places where we're sending people are places where while we take every precaution that we can to protect them, we can't guarantee their safety. So just reaching the 4 million people, it was just really against all odds. So when we look forward and we see that need growing even higher, 5 million requiring support now, 5.5 million likely by the middle of the year when we hit the lean season, it's really a daunting task because we have been able to keep pace till now by basically pulling out of all the stops. But the combination of the high cost of the operation and the insecurity that makes it really hard to operate on the ground makes me very concerned that we won't be able to keep pace moving forward.
The aid program in South Sudan is looking at a shortfall of $189 million. Should we be lucky enough to get that money, in what ways would it be spent?
Well, we have benefited from a huge generosity by the donor community. Operations in South Sudan are very expensive because of the reliance on air transport for a lot of the deliveries to remote areas. So last year we raised almost $800 million for WFP alone in order to sustain the operation. This year the entire international community is asking the donors for $1.6 billion. On WFP's part, that support will be used to continue to deliver food. We're seeking to reach at least 4 million people, but to actually grow those numbers closer to the 5 million that are in need. We need to deliver that food to remote areas. But in addition to food, in addition to nutrition services, it's really important for South Sudan that there is safe water for the population, that there's health services for the population, and that people can benefit from the protection that they need. So the $1.6 billion that the UN is asking for as a whole is required to provide this whole range of multi-sectoral support.
Is there anything that you think is really important to note?
I think it's just important to know that humanitarian assistance has saved hundreds of thousands of lives in South Sudan. But fundamentally, if we are going to stop this catastrophe from expanding and really from engulfing the country, we really need the violence to stop.